Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. Well, IBM's second annual Information on Demand event was held in Las Vegas in October of 2007. In true Big Blue fashion, the large-scale event featured many, many new product and service releases, as well as a host of workshops and seminars for the thousands of attendees. But which of these releases really got the industry's attention, and what trends is Big Blue seeing in the market? Now that the conference is over, we wanted to know what people are still talking about. For answers, SearchDataManagement.com called up Mark Register, Vice President of Marketing for Information Management with IBM. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Mark Register.
No problem.
First of all, I wanted to just clear this up. What is information on demand? Is it a product suite? What exactly does that mean?
Well, information on demand is really an opportunity for our clients to drive significant business value from their information. It's our set of solutions that IBM offers to the issues that customers are having with their information. It includes really a range of software products and also the sort of services and the know-how that IBM can offer, which is pretty much second to none in the market around the information space. So it's really our set of solutions to help customers drive real business value from their information assets.
And so what kinds of products does that include? I think you just mentioned a few of them, but can you just tell us sort of the major bullet points of what's included in information on demand products?
Yeah, sure. The easiest way to think of it is around three critical concept areas: data, content, and information. So if you think of all of the sorts of products that organizations use to manage their data, data servers is one example. DB2, Informix, IMS, U2, the range of different database environments, data servers as we call them, is one grouping, and that's a pretty big part of the business. The second area, content, is around content management repositories, content-centric business process management, the sort of offerings that we have as part of IBM Content Manager and the portfolio offerings that we brought in as part of the FileNet acquisition that we did almost 12 months ago today. So that's the content management portfolio, that's content part of the offering. The third is information. And in the information area, we have the IBM Information Server, which is all around how to help leverage and extract maximum value in the space of information integration, whether it's around information quality or movement of information, getting it in the right hands of the right people at the right time, and also master data management, which is a significant part of the business, a very hot space, and a space that's continuing to grow along with the rest of the portfolio. So information is really all around the IBM Information Server offerings and master data management, and we've got another niche area that's actually very big within government and banking, which is threat and fraud intelligence as well. So that's our information offering. So those are the broad groupings of products: data, content, and information.
And this leads nicely into our next question. What were the major product announcements at this year's Information on Demand show?
Well, the Information on Demand conference, we're only in our second year, actually. We had nearly 6,500 people attend this year, and there was a lot of interest generated by the new announcements. The first new announcement was the enhanced IBM Information Server offering. We announced the IBM Information Server just about 12 months ago, October 06, and subsequently we've had a huge take-up of that product in the marketplace, and the announcements at this year's conference included IBM System Z support for the IBM Information Server, new desktop metadata search capabilities, and federation support. We also expanded the already pretty considerable SAP R3 support. And it's all about helping to make information and trusted information widespread throughout the business and speeding time to critical business value in terms of business decision making. The second major announcement was a closed beta program for the IBM Master Data Management Server. Starting in Q4, we have a closed beta available of this product that is really all about helping customers to manage the multiple different types of master data that they have within their business. You know, master data like customer, product, account information. So multi-form master data management. That was the second major announcement. The third was in our content management portfolio, we introduced version 8.4 of IBM Content Manager, which is all about increasing our clients' effectiveness in protecting and integrating critical business information. IBM Document Manager 8.4, IBM Common Store 8.4, and WebSphere Information Integrated Content Edition 8.4, the availability of all of those in Q407 was announced. We also announced new and expanded IBM industry models. We released version 8.4 of the industry model frameworks, which was those frameworks actually help speed time to value in customer deployments of information management projects and information-related projects. They're data and process models that combine software and strategic planning services into pre-configured templates. So pretty exciting announcement there. And in the data server area, we released IBM DB2 9.5. DB2 9.5, we increased our capabilities in and around what we called originally the Viper release. It was really around increasing the XML data performance and helping customers reach farther, dive deeper, and sort of act faster in terms of the use of their data within their business. So those were the major announcements. We also have, we made a number of other smaller announcements that were out there in the press around other parts of our portfolio, and we reinforced some recent releases that we'd made in the area of IMS and also in Informix around the Cheetah release that was undertaken earlier on in the year.
Well, I knew that was going to be a long list, and you did not disappoint me. So I'm wondering if we could sort of talk a little bit more about which announcements really got people's attention. What have you been getting calls on the most after the show? What did people really respond to in that long list of products and services that you announced?
I think the biggest hits, if you like, in terms of the conference, master data management was one. We are very strong in the master data management space as it is. We're number one in the space around the world, and the fact that we can now, as we progress through the beta program and as the product then moves into general availability, we can address multiple different types of master data from the one environment. That beta program is going extremely well, and you know, at these big events, there's a lot of customer-to-customer interaction, and those that are already involved in that beta program are some of our biggest advocates. So that was very exciting. Also, the information server. Now, as I mentioned, it's been out in the market for 12 months. There was a tremendous response to the information server in the marketplace, and broadening that environment to include Z customers and to include some of the desktop metadata search capabilities has given a lot of IT shops that have either been looking at the IBM information server or they have actually implemented the information server further ammunition, if you like, to broaden their projects to the desktop of business analysts and business users. So those were two particularly exciting ones. The third major one was the content management space. Content management is incredibly hot. And if you think about the level of interest out there amongst all of the different customers in our whole portfolio, we announced earlier on in the year the FileNet P8 release, and Content Manager 8.4 gives the rest of our customer base who have IBM content management software a real business value increase because of some of the changes that we made. Those are the three of the hottest products. As you say, it was a long list. We've got a big portfolio, but those three in particular are very strong.
And speaking of a big portfolio, IBM has made many acquisitions over the last year and couple years. I've in fact lost count. Can you give us the total number maybe of acquisitions so far and give us some insight into how those are being productized and incorporated into existing products?
There has been quite a long list. I think we've done, it depends on when you're counting back to. There's either 12 or 15 of these acquisitions that are part of the portfolio. And if you think about the biggest ones, FileNet last year was a very large acquisition, and it really shot us into leadership position in the content management space, in enterprise content management. That acquisition, which we've just passed the 12-month anniversary of, actually has been very much integrated into IBM. It was integrated very quickly. The whole of the leadership team assimilated, and there is one enterprise content management portfolio for IBM now, which includes both the heritage FileNet offerings and the offerings that were part of IBM prior to the FileNet acquisition. So that whole segment, that whole part of our business is really one part of our business, all focused on enterprise content management. Of course, the other big acquisition that was now about 2.5 years ago was the Essential acquisition. And likewise, Essential is at the heart of the IBM Information Server business. The Essential acquisition, again, it integrated into IBM very quickly. The customers assimilated, and the technology, as it's developed, has developed into what is now known as the IBM Information Server. So those are two examples of big acquisitions. Looking at some of the smaller acquisitions that have been done, though, as well, a very recent example, two recent examples that got quite a lot of airplay at the recent conference, Princeton Softech, which is all around the data governance, test data management space, etc. Princeton Softech closed only a couple of months ago, and that acquisition is now being integrated in terms of part of our data server portfolio. And the other acquisition that was recent was Data Mirror. And Data Mirror got a lot of airplay at the conference because of the real-time abilities that it brings to our IBM Information Server offering. The ability to, in real time, do data and information integration based on certain events. Very strong offering, and so Data Mirror is very much a part of that portfolio offering now and part of the information server direction as we move forward.
And IBM has reported a significant amount of growth this year. I'm wondering sort of how people are voting with their wallets, if you will. Where are the bulk of these dollars being spent? What have customers really been investing in over the last year?
Well, we don't break out our numbers down to the granular sort of sub-portfolio level, but I can tell you that all three parts, I mentioned data, content, and information, are all very hot. If you think about the overall market growth rates in those areas, as reported by the likes of Gartner, etc., in the data server space, it's around about the 6% growth rate. Now, we're growing faster than the market in that particular segment, which means that we're taking share from our competitors, and so customers are voting with their feet, if you like, in that particular space. In content management, as I mentioned, it's a very, very hot space. You talk to any of the analysts, you talk to the customers, you look at the sort of regulatory compliance issues that companies are dealing with out there, and managing content in a business has never been more top of mind for CIOs. So you can anticipate that, A, we're growing faster than market there, and also that we are not only in market leadership, but we're moving away from a lot of our competition there. And then the third area that we've already talked about is in the information space. The fact that we have broad offerings that not only give you the information foundation for whether it's a business intelligence application or whether it's SAP or other ERP type applications, our information platform space, again, market leading, and our master data management solutions area, all very strong in the marketplace. Those three areas, the growth is pretty balanced, and because of the investments that we've made to try and address our customers' broadest information issues, we're finding that the growth opportunities are significant for us continuing on forward.
So that might get to my next question, which is, what are customers' plans for next year as people are sort of going through their planning cycles and calling you for information? What are sort of the cool things, or maybe even looking further than next year, where are people planning to invest next?
Well, the sort of things that we talked about in terms of managing risk and compliance in a business is still very much top of mind of both CIOs and chief executive officers and chief financial officers. How they get a handle on managing some of the issues within their business around risk and compliance. That is certainly top of mind. Continuing to remove cost from their business is also an important business driver. And we're seeing customers continually still looking to how to minimize their operational costs. And if you think about the sort of portfolio that we have, that's what a lot of our portfolio is all about. It's streamlining, it's ensuring the right access to the right information at the right time. And so cost is still an important driver for businesses. And the third area that customers are looking towards for 2008 is simply dealing with the massive deluge of information that is within a business and extracting real value from it. You know, I think customers are more and more looking at their information as one of their most important, if not their most important asset, in dealing with their customers and their suppliers. And as they think about information in those terms, you always want a return on your assets. And I don't think people have thought about that from an information perspective before, but they're now realizing that their huge investment in information in their business can drive a lot of competitive advantage. It can drive a lot of business opportunity for them by way of revenue growth, and it can also, if they don't manage it correctly, it can cause them a lot of headaches. And so more and more we're finding customers really thinking about all of their information assets in their business and putting in place the sort of architectures that we can offer to help them streamline and really drive business value from their information. Those are the three hottest areas, I think, at the moment. And that sort of pushes the buying behaviors around the data, content, and information areas all within information on demand.
And so my final question is about what major trends you're seeing in the market, but I'd like to expand it a little bit more, too. I know IBM has these cool labs that they set up to test all these sort of futuristic things. So I wonder if you could talk about trends now, and then just tell us about some really cool things that are coming down the pipeline for maybe, you know, 5 or 10 years down the line. Inspire us.
Sure. Well, the trends are very much moving from the department to the enterprise. You know, if you think about how you actually extract the most value from your information in a business, a lot of businesses have, on a departmental basis or a project basis, implemented information-related solutions and are getting a lot of return on those investments. Well, now is the time for them to think about, how do I apply that right across the enterprise and not only get the business value increase, but also some of the cost optimization benefits that solutions like information on demand can offer. And so that's one of the trends that we're seeing. The sort of the major trend is move from simply the departmental view to the enterprise-wide view. One of the other trends that we're seeing is the increasing focus on master data within an enterprise. Whether it's a government organization or private sector, no matter where it is in the world, the consolidation that's taken place through acquisition, the consolidation that seems to be happening across government entities where a lot of departments and other areas around the world are merging, gives a really a critical, can I trust the information that I'm seeing in my ERP or that I'm seeing in my business intelligence tool sets and applications, can I trust it? And as far as an overall industry trend, I think we're seeing more and more interest in master data management and ensuring that you get the right view of trusted information. Those are sort of two, not only longer term trends, but also with immediate application. Some of the cool things that are being done in and around the lab include work around visualization in terms of how we help customers work in an environment where they get real-time access to information based on some of the trends, retail environments. There's a lot of work being undertaken in specific industry areas as well. Of course, we can't make too much of that public because it's a competitive advantage for IBM. We always use our labs as our sort of forward thinking, how we look at the market over the next 5-10 years. And when you think about information and its pervasiveness in business, that gives you a pretty good indication as to some of the cool things we're doing in and around the labs, particularly with business applications.
Well, thank you very much. Mark Register, Vice President of Worldwide Marketing for Information Management with IBM.
Thanks very much.
That again was Mark Register, Vice President of Marketing for Information Management with IBM. To learn more, visit searchdatamanagement.com for a link to IBM's Information on Demand section of its website, or visit ibm.com. And of course, you can find many more articles, podcasts, and resources about the data management industry right here on searchdatamanagement.com. Subscribe to our email newsletters and RSS feeds so you can stay on top of the latest news, trends, and best practices. And remember, you can always pose questions to our panel of industry experts in our Ask the Experts section with a link right at the top right-hand corner of the website. And send us email anytime with your stories, suggestions, and thoughts about data management. Once again, I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor of searchdatamanagement.com. You've been listening to a searchdatamanagement.com podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.